Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Break the Cycle. So, in this episode, we're going to be talking about self-love. Why? Because it's February, finally, after a very long January. And February is known for two things. One, Black History Month. So happy Black History Month to all my Black people. But it's also known as the month of love and the month where we celebrate Valentine's Day, right? And it's the month where we're bombarded with all this promotion about flowers and gifts and rings and teddy bears and this and that. And it can be a very vulnerable time to a lot of people. It can be a time where a lot of people, their depression might go off, or they may start to question themselves and their worthiness, or may feel bad about themselves because they're single. And I just think it's easy for people to forget about self-love in a month like this one. So we're gonna talk about it, right? So what is self-love? I mean, to everybody, I think that looks different. And I think that people love themselves differently. Like, to some people, self-love is just self-care. It's getting my nails done, getting my hair done, and looking cute. And that's perfectly fine. And for some people, self-love is like really spending time with yourself, meditating, going to the gym, taking care of your health. It looks different to different people, right? And then there's some people who just really don't have it, or don't know that they're capable of loving themselves, because everybody's capable of loving themselves. Everybody's capable of love, really. But I think we live in a world where, how do I explain this? I feel like it's promoted to be in a relationship. It's promoted to give love and give and give and give. And that's beautiful, you know? But I think self-love is something that maybe it's becoming trendy now, but in our society, it's not talked about much. And it's very easy for self-love to be confused for other negative things like arrogance or selfishness or ego. And you know, sometimes that is how people love themselves. They love themselves by being narcissists and by being selfish. And that's a toxic form, but it's not the only form of self-love. And it's not, I think, as hard and complex as people think it is. Like, to love yourself, you don't have to be the best version of yourself, because you know you're still growing, you're still evolving every day on this earth, no matter how old you are. But especially when you're young, you know, you think, well, I can't love myself until I look like this and I act like this and I become this and I have this amount of money in my bank account, and I'm gonna grind to that, to look like that, to feel like that, but I'm not gonna love myself until I do. Because I think that's having very unrealistic expectations. To me, self-love, well, first of all, in my journey of self-love, I really had to first find out who the fuck I am. Like, the first part of the word self-love is self. And in order to love yourself, you gotta know yourself. And I kind of had to realize that I didn't know myself the way I thought I did, you know? And because I really didn't know who I was at my core, at my essence, I couldn't love myself, and therefore I could not love somebody else. And I could not expect somebody to learn how to love me, to learn how to fix me, to learn how to heal me, to learn how to make me feel good, or how to help me grow and become better. Because how am I supposed to expect somebody else to know how to do that if I don't know how to do that for myself? How am I supposed to expect somebody to learn something that I can't even teach myself? And even if, let's say, God answered my prayers and the perfect person came into my life that did do all that, it's still dangerous, because then I run the risk of being in a codependent situation where, let's say, that relationship ends, suddenly I'm heartbroken, suddenly I'm devastated and deteriorated and feel broken down. And that's because I thought that person was my foundation. The love that person gave me was my foundation. And I didn't bother to build a foundation of self-love. And that happens a lot. That's happened to people I know. That's happened. I've seen it just in the streets of New York. And that happened to me before. And that's when I started my journey of self-love. And that journey, I don't think it ever ends. I think just like you as a person evolve, so does your idea of self-love and what you know as self-love. But I'm not going to talk too much about my journey. I'm going to talk about just what helped me techniques that helped me fall in love with myself and really understand what love looks like at its essence, you know, because I think because of holidays like Valentine's Day, people only think of love in one way. People only think of love when it's between two partners. And you forget, and people think that if I don't have a relationship, if I'm not in a relationship, or I don't have somebody, then I don't have love. And that's not true. It's just not true. There's love all around you. There's love everywhere, especially within yourself. And being in a relationship doesn't determine that. And that's something that I had to teach myself. That's a conversation that before I can be in this podcast talking about it with you guys, I had to talk about with myself. And another thing that helped me really realize and start getting serious about my self-love journey is me, if you know me, or if you've listened to a few of the podcasts, I have big goals for myself, right? I set certain standards of the person I want to become. Like, to say it as respectfully as I can, I am in the journey and the process of becoming a boss-ass bitch. And that, I just don't know how else to put it. I can say it in many more professional and polite ways, but that's really what it is at its essence. I want to be a boss-ass bitch. And I'm somebody that I want to have a career, and I want to be like, I want to take me and my family and my community to another fucking level. Because that's the vision I have for myself, I also, when I envision the perfect partner for me or the perfect soulmate, I always envision somebody who's a boss already. I'm always envisioning somebody who has his career and has his life together and is like basically like the perfect, almost the perfect man, for at least my idea of what a perfect man is, right? So I have all these ideas of like, yeah, like he's gonna be a CEO, or he's gonna be a lawyer, he's gonna be in law school, he's gonna be in medical school, I don't know what, but I know he's gonna be making big bank, and he's just gonna be a boss in his own way, because I'm gonna be a boss. That was always my justification, right? But my problem was, which I think is the problem of a lot of people that want to find love right away, is that you want to meet that person now, being who you are. Like, I wanted to meet that boss-ass man tomorrow, if possible, yesterday. Like, but is my boss mentality even developed yet? Am I even at the level that I want to be, or am I working as hard as I could be working to become that person in order to meet that person that I want to meet, that I envision, you know? And even looking at it outside of career aspirations and accolades and titles and wealth, let's look at it internally, you know? We always say we want a smart, funny, kind-hearted, understanding person, but are you all those things? And even if you are, have you developed it to the best of your abilities? So my point with that, and that conversation that I had to have with myself, is that I had this idea of the person I want to end up with, but I wasn't putting in the work of becoming the person that the person I envisioned would want to be with. I had an idea of the man I want to be with, but was I the woman that man would want to be with? No, I wasn't, and I'm still not. I'm still developing and becoming that person. But part of that development and that evolution is, again, self-love. Because in order to make yourself better, in order to work on yourself, you have to love yourself. And I think there's a lot of people, myself included, who just have such big hearts, and we love to love. We love to give all this love. We love to give support. We love to give it all. But then we give, and we find ourselves feeling drained. And you ask yourself, like, why am I so drained? And then you become a little bit resentful, because you're like, I gave all this love and all this attention to this person, and they don't give a fuck about me, or they don't reciprocate it in the same way I do, and this and the other. And I've come to the conclusion that, one, nobody owes you anything. And two, all that love that you invest in others, invest it in yourself. Don't wish that somebody could love you with all their heart, or love as hard as you do. Love you as hard as you do. Support yourself as hard as you support others. the same energy you want to put in fixing somebody else or in a relationship and fixing somebody that's damaged, fix the damages in your own house. That's like me having a leaky ceiling and worried about my neighbor's flooded toilet and be like, yo, I gotta help you with your plumbing. But like, sis, check in your own apartment. And I think that's what happens to a lot of people who are looking for love and looking for love in the wrong places or for the wrong reasons or find love in the wrong people, right? Because there are people that want to fix somebody else and heal somebody else because they rather put that energy on somebody that's more damaged than they are. It's easier to fix somebody who's either just as or more damaged than you are than it is to really look at yourself and be like, yo, like, I need to fix this. I need to heal this. And that's a good way to distract yourself, trying to heal other people. But at the end of the day, you have to come home to yourself. At the end of the day, you have to literally live with yourself. And that's why it's important to fall in love with yourself. And that's why it's important for you to, in order to become the best version of you, to love the version of you that you are now. And love it so much that you want to make him or her, or if you're non-binary, them. Like, if you want to make yourself as a soul, as a being better, you have to start by just loving. Just giving yourself love. And how you do that, again, is it looks different. But I would say just start with things that make you happy. Start doing things for yourself that you want other people to do. If you want somebody to give time to you, give yourself time for you. Because that means you need somebody to pay attention to you. And who can give you the best attention other than you? If you want somebody to take you out on dates, take yourself out on dates. If you want somebody to buy you that bag or buy you this meal or take you to this cool restaurant that you've always wanted to go to, take yourself. And I know a lot of people are very self-conscious about going by themselves to the movies or the restaurants. And because, oh my God, what if I look like a loser or lonely or this? No, you look like a confident person. You look like somebody that enjoys their presence and enjoys their solitude. And who knows, by thinking or reading or doing some activity you like, you may just either, one, learn to become more comfortable in your own skin, and you just may learn something about yourself. You know what I mean? For me, that was my case. Like, I'm going to talk about what works for me because I can only talk about my own experiences in self-love. But again, these tactics might not work for you. It's really about finding out, like, what makes you happy and what makes you feel loved. And whatever that is, do it for yourself. For me, that was taking myself out on dates. I have these things called their Lenny days. I will not work, not go to school, not be available to anybody and for any reason. And I'll tell you I'm busy. I will tell everybody you I'm busy. But I'm not busy. I'm by myself. It's Darlene Day. And it's a day that I dedicate to myself, to check on myself, to reflect with myself, to take myself out to eat, to celebrate myself. And I try to do that, if not every month, at least every 2 months. Because it's a reminder of like, yo, you're special, you're amazing. You don't need nobody to spoil you. You could do that for yourself. And you set a standard. You set a standard for yourself. If you can't treat me better than I treat myself, what's the point here? You know what I mean? But if you treat yourself terribly, if you talk to yourself terribly, you're not going to have too much of a high standard of your partner who you want to end up with. Because if you don't know how to treat yourself and they don't know how to treat you, you don't know when you're being treated wrong. Or you may not be confident or love yourself enough to get you out of that situation when you know it's wrong. So that's why it's important to give yourself self-love by doing things like taking yourself out to eat or just hanging out with yourself. Another thing I like to do, I like to sing myself love songs. Why? Because growing up, I hated love songs. Unless I had a crush or I was in a relationship or I had somebody to think about. But most of the time, I just felt like love songs were people that were happy and were rubbing it in my face. That's how I experienced them. That's how I interpreted them. And one day, I was listening to the song Blessed by Daniel Caesar. I think you say his name like that. And I was like, I remember thinking like, damn, I wish somebody would dedicate that to me. Because, wow, like, I wish somebody felt blessed to have me. And then it just hit me like, sis, you're blessed to have you. You are blessed to have you. You can dedicate this song to yourself. And I started thinking like, you know what, why don't I start just like thinking of myself? I don't have to have somebody to think about. I can think of me. When these love songs talk about the great qualities that person has or how amazing they are, or how amazing they make the singer, the artist feel, I can dedicate that to myself because I can make myself feel those things. And I also have all those great qualities, you know? And it just makes you feel good. It makes you enjoy that music again. It makes you enjoy the lyrics. So that was the song, the first song I dedicated to myself. And to this day, it's like one of the songs that I love to listen to. And I will literally think about how blessed I am to be me and how blessed I am to be able to experience my own love. And a lot of us are blessed to have ourselves and to have so much love in our hearts. You're blessed to be you. You know, like, don't wait for somebody to feel lucky enough to have you. You have to feel lucky that you are you. That out of all the souls and all the bodies that could have been paired up, you got to experience yourself and love yourself. And once you see how valuable the love that lives within you is, you're not just gonna let anybody have it, and you're not gonna just allow anybody to be your significant other. And self-love is all those great moments, like singing love songs to yourself and going out on dates and taking yourself out to eat and buying yourself a present and stuff. Yeah, it's definitely all of that, and writing love letters to yourself. But there's also, just like every relationship where there's ups and there's downs, and the downs make you stronger, there's also going to be downs. And that's when you have to love yourself the hardest and the most. When you're experiencing your humanity or the not so beautiful parts of who you are. Like for me, I'm very impatient. And I'm trying to unlearn the pattern of being a negative thinker. I used to say I'm just realistic. Like, I would always think about the worst case scenario that something could happen. So I could, like, let's say, enter a lottery or a contest, and the first thing that would come to my mind is, I'm not going to win. And that's just me being realistic. Instead of saying, like, yo, you know, that was actually, I really gave in a great application. Or I, you know, who knows? I could get lucky. I don't think that. I think, no, I'm probably going to lose. What's the chances of me really winning? You know, and that's negative thinking. And I realized, like, I wouldn't say that to a loved one. If I had a relationship with somebody and they told me they entered a competition, I wouldn't say, you're probably going to lose. What's the chances of you winning? No, I would be like, oh my God, you got this, babe. Period. Like, this is meant for you. So why can't I say that to myself? And that's something I had to work with, you know? I had to learn how to give myself love, support, how to be patient with myself, how to be compassionate. If I made a mistake, not curse myself out internally, like, yo, you mad stupid, why would you do that? Like, really be like, you know, bro, you're learning. That's part of being who you are. And you know what? You got this. I've learned to give myself the love and the support and the guidance and the patience that I would give a significant other. I would give a loved one. I would give a friend. And that's my whole point with this episode. It's, if you're somebody that's looking for somebody to love and to give your all to, that somebody's in the mirror. And even if you're somebody in a relationship, whether it's a toxic or a healthy one, if you're somebody that knows that you're codependent, or you know that your partner loves you hard, but you don't really love yourself, because that can happen. First, be forgiving of yourself. Be patient. It's normal. Don't beat yourself up for not loving yourself. But start to think about that. Like, start to build that foundation on your own. Start to fall in love with yourself the same way you fell in love with your partner, and love yourself with the same intensity you love that significant other. And once you start to do that, whether you're in a relationship or you're single, once you start to begin or get serious about your self-love journey, you'll start to find love in the most unexpected places. And you'll start to be happier for those that are in love. And you start to realize that love isn't a personal thing. It's not a contest, and it's not a reflection of your self-worth if you're in a relationship or not. You'll start to realize that what's meant for you will come for you. And in the meantime, you're already in one of the most important relationships with somebody that you're literally going to spend the rest of your life with. And that's yourself. And while you continue to build that relationship and make it more stable and more long-lasting and more healthy, somebody might come along the way and help you out there. You know what I mean? And you can both love each other but you can also love yourselves independently, and that'll make for a more stable relationship and a more stable love life overall. And I really do believe that that's the key. That's the prayer everybody's been asking for. That I think that's the prayer that Sierra used. I think that's the prayer Summer Walker used to find London. Like, I really think that's the key. It's loving yourself so much, thinking you're just the greatest person on the planet, and loving yourself as so. And you'll radiate that love, and somebody else will want to experience you because you love to experience yourself and you love to be in your presence. Somebody else is going to want to experience your presence as well. And then what's meant to happen will continue to happen. That relationship could grow into a stable, long-lasting relationship. But even if it doesn't, and even if it ends, at least you know that you have a foundation there, that nobody could break it down, that you built something that's unbreakable. And that's your relationship with you. And it's a process, you know? Sometimes it might get ugly. You might find out some things about yourself. But it's overall the journey of it, the journey of self-love. It's a beautiful journey, and it's such an important one. And it's so important that I really think this was the right time to talk about it. Before we start celebrating love with others and how we love others, we really have to take a moment and reflect. Am I loving myself to the best abilities? Do I love myself? And do I love myself in a healthy manner? Do I love myself unconditionally? Not if I have this, or if I look like this, or if I'm with this person. Do I love myself as unconditionally as I love others? And the only person that has the answer to that question, or that can do something about that question, is yourself. So please, during this Valentine's Day, and throughout all these months, not just February, give love. Love others. But most importantly, love yourself. And give yourself the love that you know you deserve. And you'll see how that helps you break many cycles in your life. So thank you for joining me in this very special episode of Break the Cycle. And I'll talk to you guys next week.